Problem 5-3. In 5-3, it raises another self-help remedy found in Article 2 of the UCC. Now, under UCC Section 2-717, if a seller breaches a contract and the buyer has not paid the full contract price, a buyer may deduct damages from the unpaid price. If whether the seller is in breach is in dispute and the buyer withholds a part of the contract price, the buyer risks being in breach by not paying the full contract price if the seller is ultimately found not to have breached the contract. So here, problem 5-3. The calculation here is $500 per ton divided by 2 equals $250 a ton for each half ton that was supposed to be delivered. That would be the calculation. The covered price was then $300 half ton, or $50 half ton more, subtracting then the $50 for the damages per week, and that leaves us from the $250, and the contract price would that be $200. That would be more of an expected calculation that you can expect. Again, you may risk this more evaluating here if the seller will need to withhold some of the purchase price money from the buyer. Okay, so as I said earlier, if a seller breaches a contract and the buyer has not paid the full contract price, the buyer may deduct damages from the unpaid price. So if whether the seller is in breach is in dispute and the buyer withholds part of the contract price, the buyer will risk in being in breach if it comes out later that the seller was not in breach. All right, but so that's why we have other dispute resolution, because it's mediation.